Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We are on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, unbelievable Agadata. And then, at the end of the Amud, we go back to regular Gemara. Get a little bit of a break for a few days. Long, but interesting and great. Okay, it's all great. Says the Gemara, bottom line of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. No, not the bottom line, I'm sorry. We're a few lines above that. We just finished the story of the mother and her seven sons. So up to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It's fifth line from the bottom, very end of the line, left side. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Zu Mila. This is Mila. What's Mila? The pasuk of we had been quoting a pasuk. The pasuk of Alecha Hargoni Kol Hayom. That's the mitzvah of Mila, because it doesn't, but it could potentially cause some death. It's a very difficult why we're referring to Mila that way. That's Rav Shur ben Levi. Rav Shur ben Lakish Amar, Elo Talmud Chacham Shemarin Hilcha Shechita Ba'atzman. This is a Talmud Chacham who demonstrates Hilcha Shechita. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Kol Mili Lechzi Inish Abinafshe. You can demonstrate any area of Halacha. You can demonstrate by yourself, Bar Mishchita V'Davar Acher, except for Shechita, and Davar Acher. What's Davar Acher? Something else? It's Tzaras. Rashi says, Bar Mishchita, Shema Yitach Venu Bigrono. If you take a knife and demonstrate on yourself where exactly you're supposed to cut the animal with a knife, you might come to cut yourself. So as a precaution for safety precaution, don't do that. That's Rashi. Other Mepharshim hold, you shouldn't even do it with your hand. Even with your hand, not to demonstrate. Shechita, the Marsha says this, it's a simen ra. A very big topic about whether or not there's such a thing as a simen ra when it comes to something that has to do with Torah. That's a big topic. There was a time in Jewish history where, for this very reason, people wouldn't learn the Sechtes Chulin, because it's all about demonstrating Shechita and all Hilcha Shechita, and it's so rife with the possibility of having to demonstrate on yourself, which is a Simen Ra. People would refrain from learning it. There were stories where they would divvy up Gemaras to learn over the course of a year or two, different Masechtas. Nobody wanted to take Chulin. For similar reasons, nobody wanted to take Moed Katan, because it's all about the second half of it anyway, it's all about Avelos. And nobody wanted to learn that. And it was all Simen Ra. Believe it or not, the Sefer Hasidim, of all people, says that when it comes to Torah, the Torah itself is the best protection. None of this is an issue. And when it comes to Torah, if it's Torah, what's the difference if Hilchas Avelos or Hilchas Shanes? What's the difference? And according to Rashi, the whole issue doesn't even get off the ground. Rashi's talking about a safety issue. The question you have to figure out is what's the safety issue by Taras? Rashi says, "Bipnei shemesukon likpots alav." Why is that true? You're going to get Tzaras if you demonstrate fake Tzaras. Hard to understand what the issue is. But according to the Marsha and others, if the issue is not so much safety, it's more of a simen, a mazel, then you understand why that could have been extended to other areas of Halacha. Sefer Chassidim rejects it all. He calls learning Moed Katan a Meis Mitzvah. Nobody learned it. Yimamish, it's a Meis Mitzvah to learn Moed Katan. That's what he says. It's in Reish Tzamech Aleph in the Sefer Chassidim. Yeah. No, it was Rav. That was Rav. Rava does come up in a minute. Rava does come up. Yeah, so that's Amr of Nach. What? Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak. But Amr Eilu Tabidei Chachamim Shem Mamsin Al Atman Al Divrei Torah. These are the people that kill themselves, so to speak, Al Divrei Torah. Kedrashur Men Lakish, like Rashur Men Lakish. And that's what the puzzle about death refers to killing yourself. Doesn't mean literally. We'll see what it means in a minute. Damar Shlakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim El B'Mishamemis Atzma Aleihem. Torah is only Miskayim on somebody who kills himself, so to speak, for Torah. Shenemar, so it's a Torah, Adam Kiyamus Pa'ohel. Right? This is the Torah if a man dies in an Ohel. It's a play on the words. That's in Parashas Chukat, about the halachas of Tumas Ohel, but since it uses it in that kind of expression, it's a drasha. That Torah will be Miskayim on someone who, so to speak, kills himself over Torah. What does that mean? The Sefer HaBrit says it means you should kill your bad midos. Get rid of your bad midos. That's what it means. Right? You can't kill yourself. This Reb Simcha Bunim of Pesachia, one of the Hasidic Rebbes, the older ones, he says as follows. He says, the Chazal says they should kill yourself over Torah. Ah, he says, v'chai bohem. You have to live with the Torah, right? You can't. All these psukim, right? So what does it mean? What it means is, a person really should go to that extreme, but you can't, because the Torah says, v'chai bohem. So the Torah itself is giving you the life. So it's a very, very chassidish part, but it's a great part. Rameir Shapiro says, unbelievable vart, Rameir Shapiro. Rameir Shapiro does not have any children. Rameir Shapiro says, the being mamis atzmo for Torah means for your children. To kill yourself, that your children continue learning Torah. And that is the greatest kiyum of Torah that there is when it gets passed on to the next generation. What? The all of Torah, the all of the yeshiva, could be. Okay. What? It's a good fundraising shot, yeah. They haven't figured out that. They didn't find that one yet. What? He was an unbelievable fundraiser. And he didn't have any children to call with a vart like that. That being mamis atmo is you being mamis yourself to ensure that your children learn Torah is an unbelievable vart. Unbelievable. Okay. Right, Rish Lakish died penniless. And also it's a Rava who's the Met. Some say that it means that you should be so. That learning Torah should be such an out-of-body experience, even to the point where you might even harm yourself. Like Rava, the Gemara says, Rava used to sit on his fingers, and he was bleeding, because he was so engrossed in learning, he didn't even realize what was going on. That's a very extreme, and Rava was a unique person. But I was trying to find something that could speak to us. Like you know, trying to come up with the tuition money, because it's so important that the kids learn Torah, and it gets passed on to the next generation, like Meir Shapiro said. Okay. If someone's on a madriga that they have an out-of-body experience when they're learning and they don't even realize what's going on and it's raining and they don't care or it's freezing or it's boiling, call a kavod. Next. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana Amar Yochanan. Our boyam saw kitzutze tefillin nimtu beroshe harugi beitar. There were 40, back to beitar, there were 40 saw of boxes of tefillin. A kitzutze tefillin today means the box itself, the actual box. No straps, the ketzitza, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Burke talks about ketzitza. The ketzitza is the box. Rashi has a whole shot, what ketzitza, why does it mean that? It means separated, because they used to separate the tefillin, in the tefillin Shal Rosh, has four compartments for the four different parshios. So it's a machlok, it's where that word ketzitza come from. But today it means the box. So anyway, they found, it might not mean the box here, it might mean a compartment. Because the tefillin Shal Yad had one compartment, and the tefillin Shal Rosh had four compartments. So it might not mean the box per se, it might just mean the compartments. Anyway, they found 40 saw of kitzutze tefillin nimtzu beroshe haruge beitar. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, shalosh kupos shel arba'im arba'im. Three kupos, each kupa had 40. How much is that? 120. Arba'im saw. The Mastisa Tana, we learned in a different place, arba'im kupos shel shalosh se'in. 40 kupos, each one 30. So there's three opinions here. Either 120, 120, or 40. Or 30, I'm sorry. Either 30, 120, or 120. 120 gets, it's either 40 times 30 or 30 times 40. 3 times 40 or 4 times 30. Either way, it's 120. And then the first one said 30. So the Gemara says, below Pligi, it's not a machlokas. Ha de Resha, ha de Dara. Depends if we're talking about Tzvon Shal Rosh, which is really 4. Or the Tzvon Shal Yad, which is really 1. So when we said 120, we were talking about Tzvon Shal Rosh. Why? Because it's four compartments. But the Tzvon Shal Yad is only one compartment. Right? Tzvon Shal Yad is only one compartment. So then it was 120. So machlokas. Aye. But we started off by saying that Amar Yochanan, our boy saw Nimtzu Beroshe Haruge Beitar. And I would translate that to mean the Tzvon Shal Yad. Some say it doesn't mean the heads, it means the officers. The Rosh here means officers, not necessarily the Rosh, the head. Others say, the big discussion, it's a halachic discussion today in Eretz Yisrael, do you wear your tefillin when you're going out to war? Do you wear your tefillin when you're battling? Some wanted to suggest that when you go out to battle, they would put the tefillin shayat on the Rosh also. Because it's very difficult to fight with tefillin on, but on your Rosh you could. some kind of a kiyum. I saw some of the modern, there's a modern child that told us today. The issue of if they're dead, you're not supposed to wear tefillin around Mason. So what do you do when you're on the battlefield? There's a big shiloh. So that could be a pshat over here. The Rosh doesn't mean the Rosh. It's a tefillin shaliyah on the Rosh. That's a little bit of a wild cheetah. The standard cheetah is it refers to the Roshim, the officer. It's not necessarily the Michelle Rosh, the Rosh in terms of the status of the officer. Yeah. Just the opposite. When you're fighting in battle, all you're thinking about is God, right?
No atheists
in the foxhole, right? So it's the greatest place to wear tefillin. It's a similar shaila. Somebody asked, I saw once a shaila, how could you wear tefillin and be mekabel ol malchus shemayim? You're not allowed to be mesiach das from tefillin, but when you're mekabel ol malchus shemayim, you have to have complete das for being kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. You're losing your das from the head. You're being tesach das from tefillin. It's a little bit of a klutz kasha. No, it's the same thing. Right? It's the same thing. Same thing over here. When you're fighting in a battle, you're not being mesiach das from Hashem. Just the opposite. Amar of Ashi, Arba Kabin Moach, Nimtu al Evan Achas. Rashi says this took place at the Churban Bayis Rishon. What prompted Rashi to say that? I'm not sure. But Rashi, maybe because of what we had yesterday with Nevuzadaran, how he killed so many people. So they found, very gruesome, they found four kabin of brains on one stone. Ula Amar Tisha's kabin, 9 kabin. Amar of Kahana, Vitei Mashila, Bar Mari, Mai Kura. What's the pasuk that supports that? Bas. Bavel, Hashaduda, Omre, Shishalim Lach, Ashrei, Shiochas, Venofet, Ez Olecha, El Hasela. The Pasuk says that fortunate is the one that will get the revenge when they will do this to babies, when they will just to hurt babies and kill babies and take the brains out of the babies. So since that's the Pasuk that's saying how that will be the revenge, it's obvious that's what Bavel themselves did initially, to warrant that revenge later on by Paras and Madai. Far next. It says in the pasuk, this is in Eicha, Bnei Tzion Hayikarim, that the Bnei Tzion, the fine Bnei Tzion, Hamesulotim Bapaz, that are Mesulotim Bapaz, Paz, some kind of precious metal. What does the word Mesulotim mean? My Mesulotim Bapaz. What does that mean? Elam, if it means Davi Machbi Bipiza, they were more beautiful than that. Va'ami Dever of Shila, Tarti Maskali Istari Pisa Nachas Ba'alma. Two measures of this Paz came down in the world. Chada Beromi v'chada Kuli Alma. One Rome took, and one the rest of the world took. So it can't be that all of Klai Yisrael has that kind of chain and beauty if the Romans have so much of it also. Ella, you know what it means? Shayu Meganenes HaPaz B'Yofion. They would shame the Paz in their beauty. They were so beautiful that it would outshine even the Paz. Why? Because Meikara, originally, Chashivi Deromi, the chashiv of people in Rome, the nobles of Rome, having nikiti biliona de gushpanka, they would take a signet of a ring, the seal of a ring, and on the seal would be an image of a man having relations with a woman, and they would have that signet ring umashamshi arsayu. They would put that on their bed to give them more desire. When you see a signet ring with that kind of image, it gives you more desire with the person that you're with. But mikan ve'elech, once they found the Jewish people, Maisu b'nei Yisrael, they took Jewish boys, Vasiri Bekare, and they would tie them to the bed. The Parayhu, Parayhu means a bed. Bekare means a leg. The leg of the bed, Umashamshe, and then they would have relations with their wives or whoever they did it with, and the image of the beautiful Jewish children would give them more desire. That's how they disgraced the Jewish people, but it shows how beautiful they were. Amru Lechad Lechavre, so at one time they were tied up. One Jewish boy says to his friend, Hecha Ksiva, where's a reference to such a disgrace in the Torah? So Amalei, so he said, it says in the Tochacha, Gam Kol Choli V'Kol Maka Ashelo Kosu B'Tov B'Sefer Torah Zos. You're gonna have things not written in the Torah, things that are so what's the word I'm looking for? So depraved, such terrible abuses are gonna be. They're not even written in the Torah. Amar Kama Machikna Miduch the Plan. Difficult story here. How far away is that pasuk from where I'm holding in my Bima V'Sedra? Where is that pasuk? So Amalei Ingid Pusya Upalga. It's 1.5 columns more over in the Torah. 1.5 columns more. So Amalei Imatu Legabe Lowitz Drichilach. Had I gotten there already, I wouldn't need you. What does that mean? Very difficult story. What is that? What does he say? What's going on here? What's the back and forth? I don't know. Some Ben Yehuda had a pshat that of course not every torture is written in the Torah. Of course not. Everything is written in the Torah. Whatever some crazy Roman could dream up is in the Torah. Of course not. It's all very general, very basic general tragedies. It's not everything that some Nazi thought up is in the Torah. It's not true. So what's going on here? I don't know. Well, if I would have read that pasuk, then I would know. Yeah, you'd know. Not everything's in the Torah. We can't. The Torah didn't envision every Russia's ways of torturing Jews. Next, Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Moshe Ben Gamliel, my dichsiv. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, also in Eicha, Eini Olo Lanafshi Mikol Benos Iri? That means Arba Meos Bate Knisios Hayu Bekrach Beitar. There were 400 shuls in Beitar. Ubechol Achas VaAchas Hayu BeArba Meos Malanda Tinokos, and every shul had 400 rebbeim. V'chol Echad VeEchad Hayu Lefanav Arba Meos Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban, and each one had 400 students. So Rabbi Shrabi, you like this one? The Gemara Bava Basra says, someone has a kasha here, now that I have more than 25 boys students in a class, right? Now that I have more than 25 students in a class, how could this be? The whole thing's an exaggeration anyway. But even if it's not an exaggeration, the answer is, who said it's at the same time? It was already enough hours in the day to have a rotation of 25 to get to 4. It's not even possible. But Rabbi Shrabi wouldn't have been there, probably wouldn't have said it. Ukeshaya Oyev Nichnas Lashon, when the enemies would come into the shuls, into the yeshivas, they'd hit them with their sticks, ukishagabra oyev v'lachtum, when the enemies would come and conquer them, karkom b'sifreihem v'otzisum b'esh, they would wrap them in fire, in Torahs, and burn them. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, there was a story with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, shahalach l'krach gadol b'Romi, he was in Rome, amrulo, Tinok echad yesh bebeis ha'asurim. There's one baby, one child, not a baby, a child. One child that is still, I heard that he's in jail. The yafa inayim v'tov roi. He's very good looking boy, very good with appearance, right? V'ketutzav seduas lo taltalim. He's wearing his curls on his hair, very, very beautiful boy. Halach v'amad al pesach beis ha'asurim. He stood by the entrance of the door. Amar, and he said, this is what Yeshua says, the following pasuk. Mi nasan lemashisa Yaakov. Who gave to plunder Yaakov? V'Yisrael lebozes him. And Yisrael should be left for booty. Ana also tinuk. The boy answers from the jail cell. V'amar, and says, Hello Hashem. Isn't it Hashem? Zu chatanu lo, that we sinned, v'lo ava bedrachav holech, we didn't go in the proper way, v'lo shama b'toraso, and we didn't follow the Torah. Omar, says of Yeshua, muftuchani bo shemor harabi Yisrael. I am certain he will be a mor harabi Yisrael. Ha'avod, I swear, she'eni zaz mikan, I will not move from here, ad she'evdena b'chol momon she'poskin alav. I won't redeem him, unless for all the money in the world, I'll still redeem him. Amru alav, lo zaz misham ad she'poskin momon harbi, it costs a lot of money, v'lo hayu yomim muatim, it wasn't a few short days later, ad she'hara hara b'Yisrael, until he paskin in Yisrael, he became a Talmud Chacham, umana, who is that? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Tana of Shmuel ben Elisha. Two questions. First of all, didn't we say that you don't redeem for exorbitant money because then they'll just keep on taking? So we asked this question. We asked the question from this story when we did that Gemara, because Tosfos said, "Wait a minute, what about this story?" So this story, we said, it's different. If someone is a known Tamei Chacham Muflag, then the rules don't apply. They don't apply. Rabbi Rutenberg sat in jail for many, many years. I know. Others say that it was a time of a Chorban. It was a time of the Chorban. So this reason doesn't apply. Anyway, they're just taking whatever they want. What? He didn't want his own. No, but we said even if on your own, we don't allow it.
They didn't ask.
Okay, it's not such a kasha. The better kasha is, the stronger kasha is, this is in the Haftorah for Parshas Bereishis. In the Haftorah for Parshas Bereishis, this pasuk. So we all know that. So we all know that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said the first half of the pasuk, And all the boy did was answer the second half of the pasuk. It's one pasuk. So that's such a chacham. He knew the second half of the pasuk in Yeshaya and Perek Mem Beis, pasuk of Dalid. That makes him such a tzaddik. To many people, yes. You know the pasuk in Yeshaya? You're a God of Adar. I understand. It's true. But it's Haftarah Parashat Bereishis. I didn't know that it was Haftarah Parashat Bereishis until I looked it up last night. Because everyone asks this question. What's the God? Only, I'm not sure if it's even a pasuk that we say, because, you know, it says the Ashkenazim Khan and then Sfaradim go further. So I'm not sure what we do. Like, are we Ashkenazim or Sfaradim? I don't know. Is it Nusach Sfaradim? Is it real Sfaradim? I wasn't even sure. But it's in there. So we might stop earlier, like three psukim earlier. But what? Right, I didn't know that. So the question is, what was the godless? He answered the second half of the pasuk. What's the godless? A lot of pshatim on that. It's a very interesting pasuk. The esnachta in that pasuk's in the wrong place. The pasuk says, I don't have the pasuk here. The pasuk says, "Mi nasan lemashisa Yaakov, v'Yisrael lebozizim." I think the esnacht is there, and then it's "Hello Hashem, zu chatanu lo." The esnacht is in a very funny place. You know what? Let's get it. Yeah. It says, "Mi nasan lemashisa Yaakov, v'Yisrael lebozizim, halo Hashem, stop." Then it says, "Zu chatanu lo," funny place. He stopped at the right place. He said, "Oh, not only is he, there's the end of the pasuk. He knows where to stop." Others say that he answered back as a question, "Halo Hashem, is it Hashem's fault? Zu chatanu, it's our fault. We're sinning. What should Hashem do? Should sit back and watch us sin and not make us become plunder?" Reb Simcha Bunim, again, has an unbelievable vart. He says that if you're a person who is very wealthy, if you're a rich person and you have the ability to help people out with tzedakah, that's what Hashem gave you the money for. Some people don't have money, but they have other kochos. They can learn well, they can daven well. Depends on your koach, right? Everyone's got different miles and different chisronos. Use your miles for the good, and don't. You're given mila A. Don't try to strive for mila B. It's not your mila. You do what you can do. So he said that in those days it was the exact opposite. Rich people wouldn't give a nickel. They would try to struggle, you know, and poor people would. Everything was all mixed up during the times of the Korban. So he says, "Mi nosan lebshitza Yaakov Yisrael lebozizim." Right? Who made all this plunder? So he answers back the boy, "Halo Hashem." Hashem, you know why? Zucha tonalo. Here's the sin. V'lo ava bedrachav haloch. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, Rabbi Shua Bechananya. You're sitting over here crying. Oh, what's going to be? Do your tafkid. You're a rich man. Get me out. V'lo shamo b'tarasso. You're not following the Torah that you the capabilities that you have. Okay. There's a lot of pshatim. What exactly is the godless of answering back a pasuk in Navi? But what? Let me mara hara. Right, give me mara hara. Right, interesting. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'aseh Bebito Bebino Ubito Shor Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. There's a story of the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Shenishbu L'shnei Adonim. They were each one was captured by a different master. Uyamim Nizdagvu Shneiem B'Makom Echad. The two masters bump into each other in the street. Ze Amar Yeshli Eved She'ein Kiyofiyof B'Chol Olam. I have. In Evans, unbelievable, so beautiful. I have a shifcha, the most beautiful woman you ever saw in your life. Amru, so let's marry them to each other. What kind of children are we going to produce? Unbelievable. So they decided we're going to do it. So they took both the boy and the girl, the brother and the sister, put them in the same room. Zeh Yashar Bekeren Zavis, Zeh Yashar Bekeren, Vizu Yashar Bekeren Zavis, each in a different corner. Zeh Omer, one said, Ani Kohen Ben Kahanim Gedolim. Isa Shifcha Zo, I'm going to marry that Shifcha. Vizot Omer is, Ani Kahanis Bas Kahanim Gedolim, Esa Le'eved. I'm going to marry that Eved. I'm a princess. I'm a Jewish girl, I'm a princess. I'm going to marry that Eved. Bahu Kol Laila, they cried the whole night. Once they saw each other in the morning, they realized who it was. It was my sister, it was my brother. They cried so much till they died. Va'alein konin Yirmiyahu, and that's why Yirmiyahu made a kinnah on them. Al eila ani bochia eini yardamayim. Right, a terrible tragedy. The question is, what's the tragedy? When they woke up in the morning and they realized that their brother and sister, they could say, oh, let's fake the marriage. They want us to get them. Fine, we'll fake the marriage. Well, brother and sister, we're not going to do anything. Well, they say she can't have children. What can I tell you? What's the tragedy? What's the tragedy? It's the biggest bruch in the world. They know that, so, you know, you hear these crazy stories. They married a brother to a sister. They didn't know. Here they know. What, they died for this? They cried so much until they died? I don't really have an answer. One of the Mefarshim says they cried because they called each other an Eved and a Shifcha, not knowing who they were. I'm going to marry that Eved. It's his brother. That's a very, very harsh, such a small infraction to cry so much until you die. I don't know. I don't know why they had to die so, cry so much. What? But the biggest chil Hashem of all was averted. I don't know. Okay. Amar Rish Lakish. Ma'itze be'ish achas v'tzafanas bas peniel shema. She was called Safnas bas peniel. Safnas, she called Sofim b'yafya. She was called Safnas. They wanted to look at her. She was so beautiful. Bas peniel. How is she called peniel? It's penei kel, right? The face of God. Bito shal kohen gadol. She was the daughter of the kohen gadol who shashimesh. My Shishimesh Lefnai V'Lefnim, who was inside Peniel, right? He was up face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemes Alba Shaboy Kol Halayla. She was taken one night, the whole night, Lamacha by some guy, by some master. Lamacha Helbisha Shiva Chalukim. He put on seven robes on her. The Hotzia Lamacha to go sell her for a profit. So Ba Adam Echad Chayimachur Biyaser, a very ugly gentleman, came and said, Amarlo, Haredias Yofil, let me see how beautiful she is. I want to buy her, so I want to see. So again, Amarlo, Reka, you fool, you empty one. Imata Rotze Likach Kach. If you want to marry her, marry her. She ain't Yofio, Kyofio, Michal, Olm Kulo. There's no one more beautiful than her. So why is he an empty person? He wanted to see. Like, why is he getting criticized for that? You claim she's beautiful, so let me see. I don't know. Anyway, Amarlo, Afal Pikain, Hifshita Shisha Chalukim, she took off seven of the robes. The Shvi Karasa, the seventh one, she ripped off. Vinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvinishvin Aleinu lo chasta. If you're not going to be have rachmanos on us, al kedushas shemecha gibor lama lo chasos. Why don't you have rachmanos on your own name? I should be so belittled and so ashamed. Va'alaha kinya yirmiya. Another yirmiya wrote another kinya. Bas ami chag visak. It's a pasuk in Eicha. His falshi be'efer. Evil yachid oisilach misbeid tamrurim ki pisom yavo hashodeid aleinu alecha lo nemar ella aleinu kaviyachol alive alecha ba shodeid. Right, it's on Hashem also, but this tragedy falls on Hashem as well. Next, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. My dichsev. What does anyone say in the pasuk? V'ishku gever ubeso v'ishnach loso. But Maisa. Also, a very difficult story. Maisa ba'adam echa. There was a certain guy. Shnatan einav be'eshes rabo. He wanted to marry his master's wife. The Shulya Dinagrihava. He was an apprentice, a carpenter's apprentice by his master. And he really liked the wife. So Pamachas one time, Hutstruch Rabba Lulvos. The master somehow needed money to borrow from the apprentice. So Amalo, so the apprentice said, Shagar Ishtecha Etzli, let me have your wife, and then Valvana, lend you the money. So the guy was very hard up for money, so what did he say? Shigar Ishto Etzlo, he sent the wife over there, Taka. And Sha'ima Shloshi Yamim. And for 3 days, she stayed there. It's a machlokas if he did anything with her. It's a machlokas. The pashas he didn't. Because he just did it to get the husband all crazy. Anyway, Shloshi Yamim Kodam Uba Etzlo. The master comes back and says, Amalo Ishti Shishigarti Lach Heichan Hi. Where's my wife? It's time to get my wife back. Amalo Ani Patarte La'alter. I let her go. I let her go. I didn't keep her. So it's a machlok is what really he did. For Shamati, but I heard Shatinokos is Alu Baba Derech. I heard young guys, young boys violated her on the road. That's what I heard. Amalo Ma'eseth. What should I do? So Amalo, he said, Imata Shomea Leitzasi. If you want to take my advice, Girsha, divorce her. Why does the chashash now that maybe it was Baratzon, that she was with other men? Me, I didn't touch her. But other men did, so you have to divorce her. Amalo, Ksuvasa Maruba, but the Ksuvah is so high. and I can't not pay it because only a chashash. I don't know for sure what she did. It's a chashash. So I'll lend you the money to pay off that ksuva. V'tein la ksuvasa, and give her the ksuva and I'll pay it off. Don't worry. Amadzeh the girsha, he got up and he divorced her. Halachu v'nasa. Now the apprentice went ahead and married her. Kivin she giyaz man of lohay lo leproa. Now the master couldn't pay it back. Amalo ba v'etziimi bechovach. No, now you're gonna have to be a servant of mine because you can't pay back the loan. The three of them are sitting there eating and drinking, and now the master is serving the apprentice. He's serving them drink. And his tears fell in, and they fell into the cup. And at that moment, Hashem said, I'm destroying the Beit HaMikdash. Why? I don't know. Others say no, because two people were using one woman. Two men were with one woman. So either way, what's going on here? What? Very sad stories, but this it's crazy stories. What? It shows the depravity of society. Maybe that's the chiddush. There isn't even really an aveira here. What's the aveira?
Yeah, but they're using
noble rishus haTorah. Right, noble rishus haTorah. Right. There really isn't an aveira. He's giving him bad advice. Flip the eiver. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody knew and no one protested. Right. The guy's such a low life, and everybody calls over and gives him shlishi on Shabbos. Right. Right. Similar to Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. All right. He saved up. He was very frugal. Right. Okay. That ends the Agadata. Now we're back to Earth. It's not easy Gemara now. The Sikrikin. Back to the Sikrikin. It's such a difficult Gemara because it's so hard to understand the Sikrikin, the payments and the taking the land. Didn't pay. And there was a Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona. It's very, very complicated. We'll do our best now to get through the Amud. Anyway, the Mishnah said that Lokach Menas Sikrikin. If you take land from a Sikrikin, really, the owner of the land, the Jewish owner of the land, never really wanted to part with that land. But he had no choice. So if you buy it from the Sikrikin, you really have to give it back to the owner. Why? Because the owner never really was maskim to sell that land to the Sikrikin, to the Romans. He had no choice. He'd rather sell the land than die. So but he didn't really want to do it. So if you take it from the Sikrikin, you have to give it back. So Amar Rav, Lo Shano El Da Amalo Lech Chazek V'Kni. That's only true if the land, if the Jew said, yeah, I sold it to the Sikrikin, fine, I'll be machnit to you also. Then it's really a joke. And there's no kinyan, and it belongs to the first Jew. Avo b'shtar, but if the Jew, number one, the original owner said, I'll write you a shtar, then he's being sincere, and then he realizes he's never going to get it back, and then the Jew owns it. Jew number two owns it. Shmuel Omer, no, af b'shtar nami lo kana. Even a shtar doesn't indicate the validity of this sale. If you write them achrayas, meaning, and if I don't pay you, or you can take other land from me, in other words, I'm giving you a lien, the power of a lien, then it's a legitimate sale, and then Jew number two owns it. Tanya kavase de Shmuel, we have a brayse that supports Shmuel. Why? Because it says Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, lokach min ha'isha. If you first buy land from a woman. Right, the halacha is when a woman gets a ksuva, when she gets married, and there's a ksuva, all the land of the husband is meshubah to her. If the husband sells any of that land and then he divorces his wife, the wife can take that land back if there's no money in the estate to pay the ksuva. Why? It's meshubah to her. So what if she sells the land first? Then she's telling the guy, whoever bought it, if my husband ever divorces me, I will not claim this land. It doesn't even belong to her. It doesn't even belong to her to sell. It's a potential belonging to her. So if she says to some guy in the street, listen, I'm selling it to you right now. It's not really mine to sell. Maybe I'll get my husband to sell it also. Then it'll be really yours. I will never come back and claim it. That's valid. And then the husband, she convinces the husband to sell it to him as well. It's a valid sale. Why? Because the wife came first. It's a good sale. Minha ish. But if the husband sells it, and then the wife sells it, what's she selling? Nothing. Why is she doing that? I don't know, but it's not valid. Mecha batel, it's batel. Ad she yitichtov lo achrayis. Unless she says to him, you're right, I'm giving you achrayis. So what do you see? She's just as interested in selling it as the husband. So what do you see? Shmuel's right. What demonstrates that you're selling really land? Not a shtar, it's achrayis. What?
Shtar, that's where you get the achrayis from the shtar.
So somehow this is a chayyus here without a star. So the Gemara says, "Name a tevet yufta derav." So it's a child on kash on Rav. It's yufta on Rav. Rav said a star alone is enough. He thinks it's not true. So it's exactly your point, Michael. Amar loch Rav, my achrayus. What does achrayus mean here in this brisa? Not even a star. It means a star. So without achrayus, so it's not necessarily a kasha on Rav. Next, Tana Rabbanan. So the halacha as follows: if you're sitting on land for 3 years, and someone comes and says, you know, that's my land. You said, you're living in my house for 3 years. I said, what are you talking about? I bought this land from your uncle. Or I bought this land from you. So if you have a valid taina, how you got that land, and for 3 years, this potential owner never came and knocked on the door and said, what are you doing in my house? So after 3 years, the statute of limitations has run, and he blew the ability to get the house back. To get the land back. Where were you for 3 years? Now you show up? You need two things in order for this to work. You have to have a taina how you got the land. You can't just say, well, here I am. Well, how'd you get in here? I bought it from you. You gave it to me. I bought it from your cousin. Any excuse how you got it. And for 3 years, he didn't say a word. And the Gemara Bar Basra has the water from his wife for 3 years. Only child. But simple case, he's living next door to you. And for 3 years, he didn't say a word. All of a sudden, one day he comes, it's my house. So we laughed at it. We laugh at him. So now we're going to have, what if it was Sikrikin thrown into the mix? Does that change this 3 year halacha? So, Lokach Tana Rabbanan, Lokach Mina Sikrikin, I bought it from Sikrikin, the Achla Shalosh Shanan Bifnei Baila, and for 3 years, the owner who sold it to the Sikrikin to avoid death sat there and watched me live in it for 3 years. Then, V'chazir Umachwa La'acher, and then I sold it to another guy. Then the original owner comes to that other guy and says, you know, by the way, it's mine. Ein habaylam ol lokach sheni klum. The original owner has no taina against the second buyer. No taina. Why? Because where were you for 3 years? For 3 years he sat and watched it, he didn't say a word.
He's afraid of the screaming.
What?
He's afraid of
the 1 minute. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey chidami, what is this case that the Gemara says you have no taina on the second buyer after 3 years? Edekat ta'in V'amar minach zavna. If the second buyer is going to say, what are you talking about? The first buyer bought it from the Sikrikin. If that's the case, afilu rishonami. Then why are we making it more complicated and sticking in a second buyer? Even the first buyer. Guy bought it from Sikrikin. For 3 years he had it. And the owner lived next door and never said a word. So he blew the ability to say a word. Where was it for 3 years? He should have said, listen, you bought it from the Sikrikin, but you know it's mine. And the only reason I sold it to the Sikrikin was because I was afraid I was going to get killed. So please give it back to me. We're going to see. You have to pay a quarter. Fine, I'll pay you the quarter. But what are you doing with it? So for 3 years he didn't say a word. So why are we making it more complicated and sticking in a second buyer? Well, halacha would be the same for the first buyer. And e deloka toyin v'amar minach zavna. And if the second buyer does not say how he got the land, then afilu sheini nami lo. Then the second buyer will have no claim. The second buyer has to say, or the first has to say, I bought this from you. I bought it from the Sikrikin. He has to give a claim. If he doesn't give a claim how he got it, then the fact that 3 years went by is irrelevant. The first owner is going to get it. So either way, why is there a second owner here? Either it's good without him, or it's no good with him. What's the second owner doing here? So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, La'olam delo katarin lay. There is no claim. You know why? U'kigon zeh, torin liyorish, v'torin lilokeach. What happened was, somebody bought it, and then he died. So his son, or he sold it to some third party, and they don't know how the first owner got it. They're not required to know. How are they supposed to know? They don't know the whole thing with the Sikrikin. The guy, the father died. The son says, I don't know who my father, I don't know, but for 3 years I've been living here. So Bezdin will taina on behalf of the Yoresh. Bezdin will taina on behalf of the buyer, when the buyer has no way of knowing what happened to this land 10 years before, or 3 years before. Yeah, there's no way of knowing. They bought it out of the blue. That's why the second buyer's here. It's a case of a second buyer where we can't fault, maybe he's a Yoresh, maybe the Yoresh sold it, So the second bar is no way of knowing what happened to this land. So we'll tie it for him. It's okay. The first buyer will lose. Why? Where was it for 3 years? Even without a taina. The idach, but the first guy, the first buyer, e toin in, e lo toin lo. The first buyer has to have a valid taina. He has to say, I bought it from the Sikrikin. I bought it from you. He has to have some kind of claim. And then when 3 years pass, the real owner loses a chance to protest. It doesn't go on forever. You have 3 years. Why is there a second guy here? Because the second guy can legitimately say, I have no way of knowing. I don't know. I'm a Yorish. I yarshined it, then I sold it to somebody else. I don't know what my father did. I don't know how he got it. You're not required to know. So then we'll tie it on behalf of you. Okay. Next, Tanur Rabbanan. Habo machmas chov umachmas anparos. Let's say a goy took away your land because you owed the goy money. Not Sikrikin. You owed him money. The goy said, no, where's the money? I don't have. So he took away his loan. Or machmas anparos. For no reason. For no reason the guy took away the money. The guy took away your land. For no reason, stop. Not the Greek. He's not going to kill you. He's a ruffian. He took it away. I like that field. Goodbye. It's mine now. Now, ein bo mishum Sikrikin. There's no din of Sikrikin. Then kill you. Right? V'anparos atzma sricha shetishaha shneimasar chodesh. And for the din of anparos, it has to be that nobody claimed it for 12 months. The original owner didn't try to get it back for 12 months. That's a Sikrikin halacha. So the Gemara right away asks, wait a minute, v'amarta ein bo mishum Sikrikin, but there's no din of Sikrikin by this land. That din of waiting 12 months for the original owner to try to buy it back only applies by Sikrikin, not by this case of stam stealing. So the Gemara says, you're right, hachik amar Sikrikin atzma tzvicha shetasha yud beis chodesh. You're right. I meant to say that by Sikrikin there's a halacha that it has to wait 12 months before I want to buy that good piece of land from the goy. I have to give the original owner 12 months a chance to buy it back himself. That din does not apply by Anparos, which was a stam grab by a goy. Amr of Yosef, now Tina, we have a tradition, ein Anparos b'Bavel. There's no din of Anparos in Bavel. Why not? I have a kachazin on the iha ikka, but the goyim come and take it away. So the Gemara says, yes, ela ema, ein din Anparos b'Bavel. There's no din of Anparos. My time, why not? Kivin de ikka be davar. There's a court system in Bavel. There's a court system. Go to court and say, hey, tell the judge, this guy just took my land. Since you don't do that, and we assume that there's a fair system over there in Bavel, they'll investigate, they'll adjudicate this claim. And since they don't, they'll azil kibul ema achule achule. Since you don't do that, it must be that you are mochalit, and you don't say a word. Now, gidel bari Eloi kabel ara betaska bibne baga. This guy gidel bari Eloi was given the right to work on land for a number of years. He was given that right. Akdim the Yav Zuze Ditlas Shnin. He prepaid the property taxes for 3 years. He prepaid them. Why did he do that? I don't know. Maybe to show that he had a claim on the land for 3 years. He prepaid it. What?
5% discount. Prepaid.
Yeah, prepaid tuition. They got a 5% discount. So he prepaid the taxes. What happened? Lasov Asamar Vasa Kamai Amrule Shata Kamai Sidihafta Chalta. The original owner came back and said, fine. For the year you've been here, after 1 year, the original owner came back and said, for the year you've been here, you paid the taxes for that year. Fine. Now I want you to leave. I want you to throw you out. I want it back. So, hashta anan yahavinan anan achlinan. Now that I'm here, I'll pay the taxes and I will reap the fruits of this field. He said, but I paid him already. I want that money back. So, asa lekaimeder of papa. So they came in front of papa. Savar lemichtavle tirfa abnei baga. If papa wanted to say that you have to give the money back. If that's true, you're treating this like Sikrikin. How? A little difficult. How? You're requiring, just like by Sikrikin, when you buy it from a goy, and it's a case of Sikrikin, we make you wait for 12 months, so too here, he prepaid, and we're going to make the owner wait to be able to get it back. A little bit of a stretch why it should be Sikrikin. So, however, the halacha was, it's a big complicated shayla. Ella, Amar of Huna, Brei de Rishua, Hiniach Ma'osev al Karen Hatzvi. The guy who prepaid took the money and put it on a deer, and the deer ran away. In other words, he flushed his money down the toilet. By prepaying, he lost the money. Why should that be? What? It makes no sense. Why did he prepay it? He should, I don't know. All right, we said that, I don't know. It's a very difficult shayla. All right, it's okay, we stop here? It's the next one's not so hard. Oh, I'm doing it tomorrow anyway, right. Okay. Forgot. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.